Yo! Saddle up!
All right, saddle up. Time to ride. Hi, this is Banner. And it's a little something new for you. Hopefully it's an encouragement to you. This is going to be a short segment. It's only going to be about 10 minutes and something for you. Maybe wherever you're at right now, if you're getting up in the morning and you're heading out to work, or you're getting up in the morning and you're like me, a lot of times you don't have anywhere to be right away. First thing in the morning, you're having a cup of coffee and you're thinking about all the things that you're facing and what the day is going to look like. And sometimes just trying to figure out what you're going to do, because sometimes there's just a lot on the plate and it seems like there's all kinds of obstacles and there's reasons not to do things. And in the middle of all of that, we struggle with guilt, we struggle with shame, we struggle with fear about past experiences or what people might think or what might be coming next, afraid of, maybe there's not provision, maybe we don't have a job, all kinds of things can happen. You know, I spent 2.5 years in the Inspiration Ministries Recovery Ministry, and I was a lead case manager. Loved doing things with the men in our program that are learning about Jesus Christ, being born again, being set free. Just a beautiful, wonderful thing, and a great thing to be involved with. Worked also in program supervision. Did a little bit of development, but it was a season, and that season is coming to a close now, and I'm excited for the next season, but that leaves me with a whole lot of things that I have to sort through, because all of a sudden things are changing. There's just a lot of factors in that, but I know this. I know God called me to that. I know God called me back in 1988 to be in the ministry, and I function in the ministry ever since then. I was born again in 1987, and it's been a ride, man, and it's been marked with a lot of change. We've had a lot of hard times. You know, I know you have, and I'm not trying to equate my hard times with yours, because we all have them, and regardless of how hard yours is or how hard mine is, they're all hard to us. They're all hard to us, and they have the tendency to shipwreck our faith. But when we come to Jesus Christ and we simply continue to give it to Him and understand the promises that He has for us, you know, we got a reason to saddle up our horse and jump in the saddle and get out there and get about living and loving and resting and just riding victoriously in the freedom that Jesus Christ has for us. So whatever you're facing today, whatever that might be, I want to encourage you that you do have a God who loves you. You have a new father. If you're born again, you have a new father, a new daddy. You got a new life. You got a new heart. You're a blood-bought, born-again child of the living God. You belong to Him. You are co-heir with Christ, and He has given you complete freedom. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed, and He loves you. He loves you so much that He won't allow anything to separate you from Him. And let's look here at Romans chapter 8, beginning in verse 31, and let's read what Paul writes. This is for us, brothers and sisters. This is for us because it's all about the Spirit of God and what He does for us, that He is ours, that He helps us in our weaknesses. He prays for us when we don't even know how to pray, and He is there for us and will not allow anything to separate us from Him. Nothing can separate us from Him. Verse 31. What then shall we say to these things? All of these things that are hitting you left and right, all of those things that just want to shipwreck your faith, that keep you mired down in shame and guilt and fear and all of those kinds of things that just makes you want to lay down and give up, and for some people makes you want to cash in the chips. Oh, brothers and sisters, that's not it. God gives you true life and spirit. In spite of all that, listen to this. What shall we say to these things? This is it. If God is for us, who can be against us? That's no one, no thing, nothing. Listen, verse 32, He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things. Listen, freely give us all things. He will. It's a promise. If you're a blood-bought, born-again child of God, your spirit made alive in Christ Jesus by His Spirit, and you're hearing Him speak now for the first time, maybe. Yeah, maybe you're getting used to hearing Him. You know His voice, and He is here for you. He is here to give you all things, not the things that gratify your flesh, not that, but the things of the Spirit that He has for you. Listen, who shall bring a charge against God's elect? That's us. It is God who justifies, not man, not by your works even. You're not justified by the things you do. You're justified because you believe in Christ. Faith, then, by your faith, you are reckoned as a righteous one. You are justified by faith, not by what you do. The proof of that is you hear His voice and you're turning to Him and you're allowing Him to lead your life. And when you mess up and you get back into your flesh, He's there to restore you. But let me tell you something, over time, if you truly have the Spirit of God, He will be changing you from glory to glory into the very image of His own Son, that those times of lapse will become fewer and farther in between. But until the day we go to be with Him, we're still going to struggle with it. So who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Christ is praying for us. He's standing in the gap as the mediator between us and God. And when the devil accuses us to God, to the Father, Jesus Christ is saying, nope, they're righteous in me. You gave them to me, Lord, and there's nothing that can come against them. The devil cannot come against you. He has no authority over you. Verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who? Shall tribulation do it? Nope. How about distress? Are you in distress? It can't separate you from the love of God. No way. Can persecution separate you? Or famine? How about nakedness? How about not having clothes to wear? How about feeling like you don't measure up in front of other people by your clothing or you're ashamed of it or whatever? It's not going to separate you from His love. How about peril, dangers? I mean, being in danger of your life, will that separate you from God? Nope. How about a sword? Somebody coming at you to kill you with a sword or a knife or a gun? How about the end of the world and they're going to blow the whole thing up and it's all gone? Will that separate you from His love? Nope. As it is written, verse 36, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us, more than conquerors, more than an overcomer. We are winners because He won, and we're simply yoked with Him, and we're headed to the finish line, and He's taking us there. He can do this, brothers and sisters. Verse 38, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Absolutely nothing. We have reason to rejoice. Listen, you have been given a new life if you're born again. If you haven't been born again, you must be born again. Jesus Christ said that. That's not my words. That's what Jesus said. You must be born again in order to be able to recognize, to be able to see with the eye of faith through your spirit, bearing witness with His Spirit, that you are a child of God, to be able to hear the Spirit who is God speak to you, to reveal truth to you, to help you to walk through this life with all the minefields that are out there. He knows where they're buried. He knows where the holes are at. He knows the things the enemy's going to try to throw at you. He knows the bad things are going to happen to you in this life because our bodies and this world is still under the curse. But being born again, you're no longer under that curse. You are now in the love of Christ and you have a heavenly home. You have a new daddy, part of the royal family. the royal family. We've got reason to rejoice, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. We have reason to rejoice. May we do that now. Saddle up. It's time to get out and get on the range and begin to let the Lord work through us and do mighty, wonderful things. God bless.
Yo, saddle up.